The email subscriber from hell. What up, what up? What's good, y'all? Welcome to the NabilAziz.com podcast, where we talk direct response copywriting, growth marketing, and strategies to grow your business every single day. And I'm your host, Nabil Aziz. A few months back, I made a post in a few Facebook groups talking about pruning your list. I'll read it to you. Quote, here's a short post I hope will be useful to some. I recently pruned my email list. This is where you remove unengaged subscribers manually or automatically. You'll typically send them a, do you still want me to email you, re-engagement email before pruning them. Here are my results. Open rates increased from 41 to 52%. Click-through rates increased from 3% to 14%. Your email service provider will have knowledge-based articles on how to do this. Unquote. You see, you pay a lot of money to your email service provider or ESP every year. Every unengaged subscriber is money down the drain. And they increase the likelihood your emails will go to spam. Look up Graymail. So it just makes good sense to keep your list clean and remove any unengaged subscribers. Most, if not all, ESPs have automations that can do this for you. Pretty straightforward, right? Wrong. Here's one of the comments to my post, and I'll read it to you. So this lady says, I actually got an email like this the other day. I ignored and put them in my spam box. I understand to an extent. But just delete my ass already. Don't threaten it. Probably not something I'll be putting in my swipe file. To which I replied, do you have an email list?
I don't. Not yet.
Ah, I see. When you do start one and put hours and hours into sending them high-value content for free, I hope your subscribers treat your hard work better than you've just described.
You're a pleasant person. I merely described a different vantage point.
Look at this asshole. First, they're the subscriber from bloody hell. Not only are they unengaged, they are maliciously engaged. Second, they don't even operate an email list of their own. Ergo, they have no idea what the hell they're talking about. Third, they have zero self-awareness. How can you call a completely uninformed opinion merely describing a different vantage point? The point I'm trying to make is this. Be very careful who you take advice from, especially on the internet. Anybody can pull nonsense out their ass and make it look like chocolate cake. It's your money and your business. They couldn't give a shit less about you. You shouldn't even accept what I say uncritically. That said, it is my ethical responsibility to talk about what I know. And if I don't know, to say, I don't know, and refer you to someone who does. And I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Peace.